So the mind of the enterprise naturally is myself. And the meaning and the purpose behind the enterprise is, first of all, I spell it INNER prize, because in order to figure out what you want to do, who you want to be, where you want to take shit in life, you got to look within. And then once you identify all that, it's going to be all type of battles and just different things that you up against that you got to face. And again, that comes strength within in order to conquer all that shit, and in order for you to not just lay down and quit. And along the way, like as for myself, along the way, it's a few things that I discovered that's like absolutely important in business, life, growth, and everything, which is independence, entrepreneurship, branding, and authenticity. And as far as branding and authenticity, you know, I was a part of a brand at an early age, and I was taught to be authentic and true to that brand at an early age, which was some street shit, Broadway Gangsta Crip, to be exact. And, you know, everybody that was fake, they got stepped on, they got knocked out the box, they got tormented, basically. And that was never a life that I wanted to live, so I learned authenticity early and staying true to something early. And in hindsight, I didn't even realize what I was doing until I looked back and I was like, okay, that was the brand. I was authentic to it. And you know, with entrepreneurship and independence, well, all of this is a conscious decision that you gotta make to be, you know, true to it and stand down. And that's where the enterprise come from. You know, with entrepreneurship and independence, it's gonna be a lot of challenges that you face. First off, it's just people not understanding you, people thinking you crazy, and losing relationships along the way if you serious about it, because you gotta work hard for it, like day and night. Like with my brands, Perico Enterprise, the label, Enterprise Click, the movement, Blue T-shirt, the clothing brand. I wake up on it, I go to sleep on it, I wake up and write it, I work hard about it. So, you know, it has put a lot of strain on relationships, and I lost a lot of people along the way. But I look at it as, you know, I could stay mediocre and stick around and fit in. And then as the years go by, I look back and then I'm upset because I didn't take off and I didn't go for what I know. I didn't do shit, you know, and I'm just an angry dude, and I don't want to be that. You know, I want to live a long, happy, free life. And in order to be free, you know, it comes with financial freedom, especially in America. So in order to be financially free, you know, you gotta have independence, ownership, and you gotta have that entrepreneurship spirit and mind frame. Because, and now I may be wrong, but if you work for money, you're not really gonna have no money. You know, you gotta work for business, and whatever your goal is in business, you gotta work for that. Whatever your view is, however you see your life, you gotta work for that. You can't just work for money, because it meant plenty of times where I got a shitload of money and did the wrong thing with it because I was working for money and not the goal of freedom. So, you know, the mind of the enterprise is basically entrepreneurship, branding, staying true to your brand, which is authenticity, and independence, you know? Mind of the enterprise.
Every move I make, gotta play that shit like chess. The Aston Martin up next, I don't want the vet. No matter what I go through, boy, I let it set. Niggas try to smut my name, I don't fuck with that. In the city, gotta watch who you with. Same nigga says love, same niggas try to kill you.